You're on the Super Radio Network, and the Super Radio Network goes around the world. All you have to do is click on 2SM globally on the internet. You Google 2SM and then click to listen, as it is the way that Graham has done in Geraldton, Western Australia. G'day, Graham.
Yeah, g'day, Carter. How are you going?
Good, thank you very much. This is a nice surprise, all the way from Geraldton across to the other side of Australia. That's nice.
Yes. We took off from Newcastle about 3 weeks ago in our little Toyota Corolla towing our trailer tent, and we come over for the AGM, the Wireless Institute of Australia. The AGM, they move around the country, and this year it was in Fremantle.
Okay, that's my hometown where I was brought up, and a lot of wonderful memories there. Tell me what the AGM of, what was the title you gave it to, Australian Wireless what?
The Wireless Institute of Australia. They're the representative body for ham radio operators.
Oh, the ham radio operators. Have we spoken before, Graham?
Yes, I was the liaison person with when Jeff Johnson did his walk across Australia.
Oh, that's where I know you're from. Yes, thank you. I have that, and I'm. It takes up pride of place on my wall, the wonderful plaque that Jeff and yourself kindly gave me, and it was made out of bushwood, and I love it. Thank you.
Yes, I've got one on my wall as well. It was fantastic, weren't they?
It's a lovely thing to have, purely because it shows what other people do, and that's when Jeff Johnson was the gentleman that walked bottom to top, and then east to west, didn't he?
That's the one.
Yeah, and made it. Walked everywhere. Gee whiz. You're gone.
One of the reasons I came to Geraldton was that I can remember talking to here, and I thought, well, I got to see where he landed.
Sorry, mate, we missed out what you said that broke up just a while ago.
Oh, sorry. Mm-hmm. Landed here or finished his walk at Geraldton, or that was the first place he ended on the West Coast, and yeah. I thought, well, I wanted to come and see what the place was like. I was in Fremantle and Perth, and so we took the extra 400K and come up to Geraldton. What a beautiful city.
It's a nice place, isn't it?
Yes. The whole of Western Australia so far, I'm very impressed. We've come across the southern part of South Australia and all those towns. They're delightful. Yeah. And I'm looking forward to coming back down the southwest coast of Western Australia and see what that's like.
Down to Pemberton and Esperance and all those places.
Yes, that's what we intend to do.
Bunbury and Busselton and all those places, yeah. Well, you probably realise that in Western Australia, the Aboriginal names that end in UP, like Kawaramup, Nanup, they're all places of water. That's what they were in the old days. That's where the Aboriginals would know that if it was named that, that meant that there was a water hole there.
Yeah, actually, I'd heard that, and it's quite an interesting one.
Yeah, and I love it. Sorry, I do apologise, but just going on from that, we very easily adopted the Aboriginal names. Unfortunately, we didn't too easily adopt the Aboriginals themselves in history, and I think that's very sad because we've stuck with their names, and they tell a story, don't they? Because we've adopted the Aboriginal names from so many places. I guess there are more Aboriginal names than there are English names for places here in Australia.
Yeah, that's true. Mm. You make a good point there.
Well, yeah, that's just the thought that I had the other day. So, Graham, you've driven across in your Corolla, is it?
That's correct. Little Toyota Corolla towing our little 6x4 trailer with a trailer tent.
Okay. And you must be really, really enjoying it. Do you have the capacity to be able to use a ham radio on the road?
Oh, yeah. I even this afternoon, I was talking to my friend up in Kempsey as I was driving along the coast looking at the beaches and that. We were talking to my mate Scott in Kempsey and also a friend up at Scone. So, yeah, that's one of the advantages of ham radio. You can go anywhere in the country and you can talk back home, or you can talk all over the world, for that matter. I was out in the middle of the Nullarbor, and someone called me from Spain.
Oh, how good is that? Yeah, how good is that, really?
Yeah. Fantastic. It's a great hobby.
Well, and wonderful. That was the only international connections that we had many years ago, the only international connections.
Yeah, it's great. I've had my license, I was 17 when I got in. I'm 60 now, so it's a major part of my hobby. If I can put in a plug, if anyone's interested in ham radio, is I have a look at the Wireless Institute of Australia website.
WIA.org.au. Graham, sorry, you're breaking up now, mate. Where you are now, I don't know how you're breaking up, because you're streaming at the moment, aren't you? You're listening online, yeah.
Yes.
You're breaking up.
Okay, try it again.
No, you're still breaking up. Try it again, go on.
Okay, the website, for anyone who's interested in amateur radio, is the WIA or WIA.org.au.
WIA.org.au.
And they have all information there on anyone who's interested in becoming a ham radio operator.
And what's the cost to become a ham radio operator?
There's different classes of license, so it's a bit hard to give you a figure, but the license, I think at the moment, is about $73 a year.
Okay, what about the cost of setting up?
Well, you can do that very cheaply. You know, you can buy second-hand equipment, or, you know, it could be anything from $100 to a few thousand.
Okay, so they'd be able to buy that through the WIA.org.au?
Well, no, that's where they'd find out about the hobby, but there are a number of outlets around the country to do sell amateur radio equipment.
And how would people find them? Is it eBay?
Well, if they just do amateur radio on Google, amateur radio suppliers, Australia, they'll find them. There, as I say, there are a number around. But before they do that, they need to...
Hang on. They need to what? You broke up.
Get a license.
Yeah.
A ham radio license, and they can do that via the WIA website, and they'll find out where their local assessors are.
Okay, and your home base is where, Graham?
Cardiff in Newcastle.
Yeah, I work there for yonks at the workers' club.
Yes, I know.
Well, Graham, it sounds like you're having a wonderful time, first of all, in our wonderful country, and also in the fact that you can talk to anybody all over the world.
It's a great time. I'm having a great life.
Isn't that terrific to say, Graham? Are you with your wonderful lady?
Yes, my wife, Judy.
Yeah. And is she a ham as well?
Yes, she is, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
If you couldn't beat them, she joined them.
And does she specifically join with ladies on the ham radio?
Well, there are a few ladies that she does talk to, but she's not real active. She mainly talks to myself and friends that we have if we're going away somewhere, or if someone calls me and I don't happen to be near the radio.
Uh-huh. Understand.
She'll respond.
Right. Would I be correct in surmising that a lot of the talk from ham to ham, ham radio operator to another ham radio operator, no matter where in the world, would be shop talk as far as gear and how to fix this, how to fix that, where to get this?
Yeah, that's a pretty fair summation, but it's also the hobby's based on experimentation, so which goes back to what you said, but, you know, we might talk about propagation, when it's the best time to, say, talk to America, or what the propagation is like on a very on different frequencies, because we have that many frequencies that we can operate on. For example, if I wanted to just get locally around this area of a night, we operate on the 80 meter band, which is 3.5 megahertz, which is probably about almost double where 2HD's frequency is that initiating your transmissions from tonight.
Yeah, but I could turn ours up if I wanted to. I got a switch here that can turn it right up to 1,000,000,000 if I wanted.
Yeah, well, it'd be better. I'll go and have a listen and see if I can hear you out in the car, which is a good chance I probably could.
Yeah, I've had ladies say, we're not getting it loud enough, so I'll turn it up for you. That's better.
on the linear.
Good on you, Graham. Thank you for calling, and I appreciate the fact that you've let us know that you're enjoying yourself in this marvellous country. Isn't it a beautiful place to live?
Yeah, and thank you for taking the time to take my call.
Oh, mate, it's a pleasure. You are. What can I say? You're inspirational because you have something that other people don't have, and that is the freedom of being able to talk to anybody around the world. Would I be also correct in saying that when you pick up a new friend, if it was, say, from Sydney to, or from Cardiff to Darwin, there comes a time when you say, I'll be up there soon, and they go, yeah, come and stay with us.
Yeah, so in 2000, I travelled all around the world, America, England or whatever. Uh-huh. I think I stayed in commercial accommodation about 5 nights over 8 weeks.
Oh, well, there you go. You see, we're talking about networking here.
Yes, that's what it's all about.
It is about networking, and these people are serious about the networking system on which you are a regular, being a ham radio operator. Why do they call it a ham radio operator?
There's a number of stories that I've heard about that. Originally, I think, or one of the stories, that ham actors were not professionals, and amateur radio operators are people who... radio is our hobby, it's our interest. That's one story, but I've heard other stories as well. I don't really know what the truth is.
Oh, yeah. Well, it doesn't really matter, but I just thought that it had some sort of an interesting origin to it, because I guess it probably started in the war era, would it?
Well, I think it's been going over 100 years, so it was... The amateur radio was alive and well before the war, certainly the Second World War. Like the WIA that I've mentioned a couple of times there, was 100 years old, I think about 3 years ago now.
Okay, so it's wia.org.au.
That's correct.
It's really simple, isn't it?
Yes, it's an interesting website, and if anyone's interested... I'm actually an assessor for amateur radio licences, so... but anyhow, they'll find out how to contact me on the WIA website, so if anyone's interested in Newcastle or around the Super Radio Network, it's a great hobby, and it's something that there's always an opening for people, particularly young people. It's good to get young people into the hobby.
Especially when you went around the world and only stayed for five nights out of 80... we're 80 odd, and it's not a bad saving, is it? I mean, I'm looking at the monetary side of it, but you would pay for your license in a very short time on a situation like that.
Well, actually, we're leaving here tomorrow and going back to Perth, and actually going to be staying with a radio ham friend there, who was actually an Overcastrian, and her husband was a pilot for the Flying Doctor Service, so it's networking all over the world. Actually, it's fantastic.
Okay, is it specifically at this stage an elderly person's? And I say this with all due respect, is it an elderly person's pastime, or are there a lot of young people involved?
Well, there are young people involved. There are more older people in it, but I certainly try to encourage young people to come in it, because it's an introduction to the sciences, and if a young person's got a ham radio license and he goes along for a job and he wants to get into electrical engineering or electronics or whatever, you know, the door's halfway open.
Oh, okay.
So it's a great reference that the young people can achieve something. There's a young boy in Newcastle. I think he's about 14. And his name's Jacob, and as far as maturity goes, he's unbelievable, and it's fantastic to see young people like that. There is an entry class license that people can get into ham radio with these days. It's called the foundation license, and that's you can do a course and you can get that license over a weekend, and there's limitations in the power that they can run. But it's a great license for someone who travels around the country, or grey nomads, or whatever. I mean, wherever you go, there's people to talk to, and it's just a wonderful hobby.
Wow. I'm not sure that people would probably have a similar experience on the internet radio, or the internet as you're talking to me now.
Well, I guess the internet, well, we've got interfaces from computers. I can actually talk into my computer and come out on the radio in Newcastle or anywhere in the world. So that's just another aspect of the hobby that we can take advantage of.
Yeah.
Well, there's many aspects. There's satellite communications. We've got our own amateur satellites up there. We've had amateur television stations. There's an amateur television station down on the Central Coast.
Okay, but tell me, how do you get your amateur satellites? What do you fire them up there in a Shanghai, do you?
No. Oh, no, they're launched. they raise a lot of money, and there's an organisation called AMSAT, which is Amateur Satellite.
Wow.
And they raise money from all over the world, and they put up these satellites that there was... it's been a little while since we've had one that actually would work all over the world, but... Yeah, I used to get up in the early hours of the morning and talk to people in California or all over the US. That satellite ran out of it, you know, reached its lifetime, was up there for about 15 years. And I haven't replaced that one, but there's a lot of lower orbiting ones that go around the world, and you'll have access to them on really simple equipment for 10 to 15 minutes as it goes overhead.
Graham, how interesting has our talk been? To me, marvellous. Thank you so much. For the listeners, I hope it's been interesting as well, because I'm learning from people like yourself all the time.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that, and thank you very much once again for taking the time to talk to me. I've thoroughly enjoyed it.
My pleasure too. Thank you, Graham.
Thanks a lot, Carter.
Bye-bye.
Bye
for now. From Geraldton in WA. When you get back to Cardiff, give us a call. Graham, and let us know where it was in this beautiful country that you went and what you enjoyed mostly.